Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, welcome back to In The Pink with me, Natalie Pinkham. And I'm delighted to say that Bose are sticking with us for another series and bringing you plenty more opportunities to win. So keep listening to find out how. Okay, next up on the podcast, it's none other than Valtteri Bottas. And you'd have to say that his season has been characterised by a few frustrations, a few missed opportunities, and a bit of a dose of bad luck. But some incredible performances too, particularly in qualifying. So we talk all about them. We talk about his childhood, his mother's interesting career choice. And have you ever wondered why quite often Finns are seen as being introverts? Well, Valtteri says that whilst they may not show their emotions, they certainly feel them. And he explains why they are as they are. It's fascinating to hear. Here he is, Valtteri Bottas on In The Pink.
Well, hi, Valtteri. How are you? Sporting a wonderful moustache. I'm pleased. It's December now. You don't need to keep it anymore, do you? But you like it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Hope you as well. Yeah, I know. I've heard it yesterday and today that it's December from Tiffany. Just wink, wink. But it's still here because if I shave it off, then I look like a kid again. So I need to wait for the beard to come in. Eventually, we'll be back to normal.
Okay, so you're going to let the beard catch up with the tash?
At least a bit, yeah.
Nice, good. Well, it's a great cause, November, so I'm pleased to see you're supporting it. Right, so two races to go. I can't quite believe it. What a crazy season it's been. How would you assess your season so far?
Yeah, crazy season and crazy year indeed. My season so far, I can definitely take positives. I can take positives that I've been able to really improve on many areas in terms of performance and on average, especially race pace. It's been a lot better than any year before. And we can see it from the numbers and from all the statistics that the team keeps. So that's good. But also, again, not really the luckiest year of mine. You know, there's been quite a few races that I feel like I should have had it, but obviously didn't. But it's never easy against Lewis, and that's how it is. And, you know, I feel like I always need to perfect things if I want to beat Lewis. So that's something I'll keep pushing for the future and try to do that in the future.
I mean, as you say, it can't be easy being held up against the greatest driver of all time, at least statistically, you know, arguably some would say others, but the fact that he is your benchmark is tough, but it means you continually raise your game.
Yeah, for sure. For sure it's tough. But like you said, it's all also that keeps me pushing. I think if I would have been a teammate of any other driver on the grid for these few years, I don't think I would have made these kind of steps as a driver that I've done with this team. So it definitely keeps me pushing. And it's a great motivation for me to try and beat him. You know, that's what really keeps me going. And even though there's many defeats that I've had to, you know, admit and take and to learn from, but eventually, you know, if I just keep working, keep, you know, turning those mistakes and defeats into experience and that I can learn from them and get better through those, there will be a point in my career that there will be success. You know, that's how it goes. So that's why I'm not going to give up.
Yeah. Obviously, the accident at the weekend is sort of fresh in everyone's mind. I mean, it was shocking to see. What are your reflections on it now? We look back a few days later.
Yeah, shocking. I think every driver and everyone who was watching was really shocked and no doubt was afraid of the worst that could happen. But I'm, you know, I was so happy myself to see him getting out of the car or hearing the news. And it's amazing, you know, obviously a freak accident, but also he had some luck on his side, and it was not his time to go yet. So I'm really, really glad it ended up like it did. And again, I'm sure this, as the FIA has been doing a great job for the safety, like we saw now. Again, you know, there might be things that possibly we could do even better. So yeah, I'm just glad about the outcome.
And how difficult was it for you to race on after it? I mean, I've spoken to a couple of the drivers who said they felt it was a bit unfair to replay the accident on the big screens. What did you think?
I did see the replay, yes. And I could see that it was coming over and over again. But there was a point that I decided that I don't want to see it again. I knew, I heard that Romain was fine. That was the main thing. So then I didn't allow myself anymore to watch that footage or try and let that take any focus away from the race, because I knew there's going to be a restart. I knew that there's going to be another opportunity for me still to have a good race, which didn't end up that way. But that was the thing in my mind, knowing he was okay. Then I just really wanted to focus on the race, and I don't know how many times they replayed it, apparently a lot, which you can always debate if it's right or wrong. Main thing, he was okay.
What do you do as a professional racing driver to sort of compartmentalize? Are you able just to block that out and race on?
When I got in the car, it was not on my mind anymore. I had to block it out. If you want to, you know, be 100% of your capability of performance, you need to be able to block out anything, any issue or anything that is going on. That's how it is. So the time actually waiting for the restart, I was mainly spending chatting with the engineers about the race start, you know, what I can do better for the next start, and then, you know, the strategy, you know, what tires should we use, because you can obviously during the red flag you can change tires. So all these things that kept me busy and focused. And when I was in the car, only thing I was thinking was the race start and how I can make most out of it.
It's good. Yeah, always keep busy. That's a good attitude.
The world continues to evolve, and the new norm isn't fully clear yet. But what does remain constant is the core message from our friends at Bose. Stay calm, stay centered, and stay connected. Communication is key in everything we do and goes a long way to nurturing both ourselves and our relationships with others. So continue to talk about what matters to you. And don't be afraid to block out unhelpful noise, or indeed to embrace silence, because doing both can be great. Some of the ways we work will have changed forever. Embrace that. Make those new ways work for you. Shape the new norm to suit you. Feel more, do more, be more with Bose.
Now, obviously, talking of busyness, busy times, Lewis has got COVID. I mean, this is, you couldn't write it, could you? And then steps George Russell to be your teammate at the weekend. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as well, you know, shocking news that Lewis got positive COVID test. And main thing, I think at the moment he's feeling okay. That's the last thing I heard. And really hope that he keeps strong and gets well soon. And for George, it's a great opportunity. You know, I've been in that situation before, actually. Yeah, you know, I was with Williams as well. And then they managed to let me go to Mercedes. So it's a great opportunity for George. And if you look at it, think about it from Williams side. I'm sure, you know, George can also collect some good information from the Mercedes car, the feeling of the car, the setup, all these kind of things that I'm sure he's going to help Williams to try and, you know, fix a few issues with their car. So it's, I think it's a win-win in that sense. And I guess the team, as George has been pretty strongly linked to Mercedes for a long time, they want to give him this opportunity and see how he does. On the other hand, feel a bit sorry for Stoffel. I think he's already arrived in Bahrain. It's the second time this year that, you know, there could have been a seat for him, which I believe, you know, he would have also earned it. So, but yeah, I'm not the one making the decisions anyway. So I'm happy to race with George in the same car and see how he goes.
And does it change anything for you? Does it change your approach in any way? Because you're now kind of the lead driver of the team. You're the elder statesman. You're the one with all the experience. How does that play out?
I don't think it's going to change much. Of course, I try to, you know, if there's a debate with a setup or if there's anything that I can show the way, which direction to go, of course, I'll try and do that. But it doesn't really otherwise change the approach of the weekend in any case. So, like last week, I'm here to win the race. That's all what is in my mind. And of course, make the most out of the, in terms of learnings again from the weekend, because we are racing for sure for the wins, but we need to keep in mind also the future and maximize the learnings with the car. Anything we can learn in the last two races is going to benefit us next year.
And obviously a circuit that you haven't raced at before, it's kind of, it's a very different configuration to last weekend. Does that play into Mercedes' hands? Because obviously it's going to be quick, so surely will work well for the quickest car, but not that technical. What can you tell us about your knowledge of the circuit and how you think it will suit this car?
I think pretty much every track has been quite okay for our car. I think it's a strong, strong package overall. I feel like, yeah, you know, if you look at the track map like that, it looks like nothing special, not too exciting. But actually, if you look at the details of the corners, there's still like, I think, five proper corners. So it's not an oval. It is a track with corners and some technical corners as well, you know. So I think it's going to be really, really interesting. I think the racing should be quite good because there's a bit more straight line. So obviously, I think the cars are going to be in a bit less downforce configuration. So yeah, it's a kind of a new track for everyone. And in my knowledge, what I can say now, I think it's going to be fun.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Now, I want to get a better understanding of you. And I think one way to do that is to learn a bit more about your childhood and the influences that have come through to make you the person that you are. I used to work on a poker show many years ago, and the best poker players were Finnish. And one of them explained to me that the reason that you're so good at playing poker is that you don't give much away and you don't celebrate victory or mourn defeat. You keep it steady.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, I think we're good on not showing emotion. We can be good at that if we want to. We can also show emotion, maybe in a less extent than some other cultures, but we still have feelings. We still, you know, we could be steaming inside, but you can't see a thing, you know, or we could be the happiest person in the whole world, but you still look the same. So that's how we are.
But why is that? Why is that sort of instilled in you at a young age? Are you taught that?
No, you're not taught that. I think we're just really, it's in the culture, and I think Finns are quite reserved. So in a way, you can say many Finns can be quite shy in social situations, that sometimes it would feel silly to show a lot of emotion. You know, it's just Finns are. And if you visit Finland, if you spend quite some time in Finland, you get to understand that, I think, and it's normal, you know. hope not too many people think we're really rude, maybe, because we don't always say smile and please and thank you. But I think we're good people inside, but just from outside, it's a different country and culture.
I mean, I like it in a way, because sometimes if people are a bit too over the top, you don't trust them. You know, you reserve your feelings for those who really have earned them, maybe. I don't know. But you're right. Like, sometimes people think it's arrogance, don't they? But actually, it's often shyness. The two can often be confused.
Exactly. Absolutely. I agree. And sometimes it's funny when if I do a joke or something with a straight face. There's been so many situations that people have no idea if I'm joking or not. And I kind of enjoy that situation. It's kind of cool. But one thing with the Finns, I think that is true that, you know, we might be difficult to approach initially and we might not give away much and so on. But if you really get, you know, into inner circle of a Finnish person and really become a friend, then it's guaranteed you're a friend forever, you know, and then you have the trust and the loyalty of the person.
Yeah, I like that.
In the Pink and Bows want to support you in whatever way we can during these uncertain and constantly evolving times. So we're giving away more noise-cancelling headphones to bring some added calm to your life. To win the headphones, just tag in the three friends you're most looking forward to reconnecting with once lockdown is fully lifted. Always include the hashtag Bows, and those headphones could be yours. Good luck and stay connected.
So Valtteri, tell us a bit more about your childhood, because you are the son of, your father owns a cleaning company and your mum is an undertaker, which I find fascinating. Just tell me what it's like growing up having a mum as an undertaker.
Actually quite normal. You know, it's a job that someone has to do, and it's been her passion for a long time, giving help and support for the tough times that, you know, people's families are having when a close one passes away, and she enjoys being that support and doing that job. So yeah, it's a job and it's fine. And for my dad, he's got a small cleaning service, small company, still in the same town when I was born. So actually, I don't know if you think it's a normal family, but I think so.
Yeah. No, it's lovely to hear when you put it that way, that obviously someone's got to do that job. I would always think it was a bit scary, but yeah, actually it's the most compassionate role you could ever serve, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, and it's a job that you need to be a strong person to do it. So I think some of my, the will to succeed and will to, and determination and not giving up comes from my mom. She's a very strong person mentally, and in that job you need to be the strong one when you support others.
Okay, so I can see those personality traits in you, but how on earth did you end up applying it to motorsport? It doesn't feel like a traditional motor racing background.
Yeah, you know, luckily there was a go-kart track really close to where I was born, and just, I was 5 years old, we were going to a town with my dad, and there was a sign that there was a go-kart Finnish championship race. We went and watched the race, basically by accident. And apparently it was the first time for four hours I was sitting still. At that age, I was always otherwise going like back and forth. So I was just watching the cars racing because I thought it was really cool. I really enjoyed following the racing, and then eventually, obviously, I had to try and get to try one, and when I did, that was it.
What did your parents think of it?
Well, they could see that I had the passion for racing and for that speed, and, you know, the beauty of trying to bring the lap times down. They could see that I was obsessed of trying to find different racing lines and things to be faster around the lap. So they always supported me because they saw that nothing I ever did before compared even close, that how much I was excited about this sport. So luckily they invested all their time and the money that they could, that I could, you know, start practicing and eventually racing.
There's been quite a family commitment then, family sacrifice, your career, you know, getting fully behind it, which is what you need to do, isn't it? You can't be a half job Harry about this role. Everyone has to buy in, don't they?
Sure, it is. You need that support, and yeah, especially when you come from, you know, a normal background. Everyone needs to give 100%, and you know, I feel so lucky myself that even, you know, after a long work day for my parents, and like always when I got home from school, when I asked my dad, could we go go-karting, you know, he's had a long day. Everything, he's been tired, but still every single time he would take me to the track and we would just go driving. And that was really cool. And now, you know, when I get older, I actually appreciate it a lot more. As a kid, you don't really realize that, but you know, I'm sure they had other things to do as well, but they really prioritized the passion I had.
That's great. Who would you say were the strongest influences on your life? Is it your parents? I mean, I know that Toto Wolff's a massive influence in terms of your career, but who would you say kind of mentored you through most of it?
My parents, for sure. You know, they grew me up. You know, I became who I am because the things they taught me. But also for me, when I started go-karting, Mika Häkkinen was the big hero for me. You know, he was the one I was looking up and thinking that, wow, that's who I want to be one day. So he was like a massive motivation for me when I was a kid, and actually made me to work harder and try harder to try and become a Formula One driver one day. So he was like a big mentor for me, and eventually as well joined my management team, which is crazy if I think about, you know, 20 years ago, I could have never thought about it. So yeah, here we are.
That is pretty cool, isn't it? You know, you don't just know him, you're part of the same team. And how much of an influence has Toto been on your career?
Toto has been a big influence as well, like every single member of my management team has. But Toto, yeah, you know, he noticed, I think, my talent quite early on, in 2007, 2008, when I was in Formula Renault. And he was helping me a lot in my career. And obviously now it's he's in a different role now. He's my boss. So, but he's still helping me. You know, he still wants me to succeed. He still wants me to see and progress anything that there is to get. You know, so yeah, he's always been a good mentor as well.
And someone else I really want to gauge on how much impact they have on your career at the moment is your lovely girlfriend Tiffany, because she's an unbelievable athlete in her own right. For anyone who doesn't know, she's one of Australia's best road cyclists, and she's just an incredible performer. But how does that dynamic work? Do you share information and advice and techniques and learn how to deal with success and failure as a couple?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For sure, you know, with a professional athlete, for sure you can understand each other in many different ways that, you know, some other people might maybe wouldn't. But yes, we can definitely both ways share the good and bad times. And I think you also understand the sacrifices, you know, you have to do for the sport if you want to succeed. And it is that mental support. And I have to say, this year I've been, you know, really lucky that she's been able to come to most of the races. And because obviously I've been really limited this year with who I can actually meet and see, you know, whether it's a racetrack or not. So it's been nice that been able to, you know, from home to the racetrack, be more or less always together. And I also managed to go to some of her races this season just to support her. So it's been mentally an important support and company in this kind of crazy year. And for sure, always when I have the downs, she doesn't know what to say. You know, she's been there herself, so it's really cool.
And she's got you into cycling. It's got you incredibly fit, hasn't it? How much has that helped?
Well, yeah, I started actually cycling more, I would say a couple of years ago. I started to swift, change a bit more from running to cycling because I realized I'm going to get old as well eventually and my knees and ankles are going to be broken. So I decided cycling is going to be a better option for the future. There's less impact, you know, and it's good fun for training. So yeah, my cycling game has been going strong. At least the style is now on point. Still need a bit more endurance, but it's getting better. It's a sport that is really addictive. You can see the progress really quickly, and it's such a great way to spend time together, you know, like for me and Tiff going for a ride, whether it's a new location or anywhere, it's so nice to spend a day, and a great way to exercise and keep fit.
I mean, you do really like measuring yourself against the best, you know, you're racing with Lewis and you're cycling with Tiffin. Keep your standards high, don't you?
My life is a race, as you see, so, even at home.
Very true. I tell you one thing about your upbringing that I wanted to mention as well was you were a Lance Corporal. Do I have to call you Lance Corporal Bottas? You were part of the army. I know you have to be, but how long did you actually do?
They call me Corporal Bottas. Sounds kind of nice.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, everyone in Finland has to do it, so it's normal for us. And for me, it was only 6 months, but it was pretty full on. And that was when I did it in 2008 and 2009 in the winter time. So
it's got to be cold.
It was cold, yeah. We were sleeping sometimes a week or two in the forest in a tent, minus 20, minus 30. So yeah, fresh. But I think the experience actually, for many boys, it really makes you a man. So I think it's nice experience. And maybe at that time, it was always not so much fun, but looking back, you know, if you put hundreds of guys in the forest, you know, always something fun is going to happen at some point. So
sounds like a nightmare, but yes, you definitely. talking of learning from it, and I know when we spoke back in the whole place of Germany, you were telling me how much you have enjoyed learning and how far you feel you've come since your debut with Williams. How do you feel now? How different do you feel now as both a racer and a man?
Well, it's night and day. Like in the past years, how much I've learned as a human being and as a racing driver, I never could have imagined that, you know, how far can you go and how much you can learn about life and how to be a fast driver. So I thought I was quick, like, I don't know, a few years ago. But only if I knew how much I would be still able to learn and develop and improve. Because everyone in this sport are all the time getting better and better. So, and also, yeah, the main thing is I've learned so much more about myself. I think this sport is a really unique sport that you can really learn a lot about yourself and who you actually are and what do you need to perform and to be happy, and also it can help to put things into perspective many times. So yeah, I feel, consider myself lucky that I can still live my childhood dream, which is to become a champion, and is still realistic. Some people might think it's less realistic, but I always believe it is, and that's why I'm still here and still pushing, and that's why I can't wait for next year to start from zero again, you know, and have another shot for it and give it all that I have.
Good to hear. Okay, so aside from being world champion, any other dreams? Do you have a half an eye on the future after Formula One? What else would you like to achieve?
You know, I'm actually involved in quite many things already for, you know, there's so many cool things. You know, the good thing with the lockdown period this year was that I really learned that even without Formula One, I can be happy. You know, I learned that, you know, even months away from Formula One, not thinking about Formula One every day, there's so many nice things in life that will make you happy. And in the end, it's the small little things and your passion and the things that makes you happy. That's the main thing in this life, you know. So I'm pretty open-minded for the future. I will keep following my passion or passions, and we'll see. I can't say now what I'm going to be doing in 10 years. So.
That is great to hear. Valtteri, thank you so much for your time. It's lovely to see you. All the very best this week.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Valtteri. Really appreciated your time and the chat, and all the best with the remaining two races of the season. It was great to catch up with you. Loads more great guests on the way, as always, here on In The Pink. And thank you so much for your company and your feedback. Would love to hear who else you'd like to hear from on the rest of this series. And that is your way of winning too. So just add your comments on my Instagram or In The Pink's Instagram and tag in a friend, and you could be receiving a pair of Bose headphones. Until then, speak soon, take care of yourselves, stay connected with In The Pink.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.